I know going through finals can feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
Take me back to LA, where the sun will kiss on my face. Now the sunshine tracks my skin.
Oneonta, we're back. Woni is back. It has been the first week of shows, and it has been just a lovely, wonderful, amazing, exciting week, and I'm just so excited to be here. So right now, I have a lovely show planned, but I'm having some technical difficulties right now, so just bear with me. Give me about 2-3 minutes and then we'll get right into it. I'm here for 2 hours every Wednesday, 3 to 5. This is the Young Quest, and I hope you enjoy it.
Take me back to a place where the snow will fall on my face, and I miss my city.
Okay, so that was actually quicker than I thought. So the first song that we have today is The Diary of Jane by Breaking Benjamin. The theme for today's show, the theme is essentially some of the main songs I was listening to this summer. My taste was a little bit of everywhere, but that's usually how it goes with this show anyway, so I kind of think it's the perfect theme to set us off and set us right. So here we go.
Thank you.
So that was Hysteria by Muse. My friend Kate, who will be joining us on the show later, has shown me a lot of songs from Muse. Next up is Faint by Linkin Park.
A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got. Insecure, a little unconfident, cause you don't understand. I do what I can, but sometimes I don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
So a little fun fact about that song, Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park actually sampled the beginning of that song from a James Bond movie. So when he was sampling it, he took it from, I can't remember which Bond movie, but he took one of the music pieces in it, toned it down and reversed it essentially, and used that for the beginning of the song. And it is also coincidentally the seventh track on that album. So I don't know how much of a coincidence that actually is, but I thought that was a little cool piece of information. Next up, we have I Need You by Lynyrd Skynyrd. This song is a personal favorite of mine, and as soon as it loads, we will play it. And just bear with me one second.
Give me some
Okay, thank you for bearing with me. Luckily, we have our automation for when our track player goes on the fritz every once in a while. So now we have I Need You by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Thank you. Oh.
I'm just trying.
So that was I Need You by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Special shout out to my friend Evo. I worked with Evo this past summer, and him and I really got into a lot of conversations about Lynyrd Skynyrd, and specifically the song Three Steps, which now I have my guest here, Grace and Kate, if you want to say hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
So Grace and I were also just talking about the song Three Step. She said her boyfriend, right? I'll let you tell the story, actually.
Yeah. Well, there's not really much of a story.
Little, whatever.
Ryan and I, my boyfriend, he and I were just in the car, and he started playing Give Me Three Steps. And it's so good. It's so good. And I'm not really a Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, kind of listener, but it's really, really good. I was listening to it today at the gym.
I'll be honest. Like, I knew Freebird. Everyone knew Freebird.
Everybody does
know
Freebird.
And Sweet Home Alabama. Those were the two I knew. And besides that, I was blind, but now I see.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No, literally.
This summer, I started listening to more of them, and I was like Tuesday. Like, the happy. It's in the Happy Gilmore movie. Like, it's a song they play at the end. Like, that is another really good song. They have a lot of good songs that, for whatever reason, maybe it was like a generational thing, because it is an older band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have good, like, summer songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, just like chilling.
Did you know how they got their name?
No.
They named it after their gym teacher. I'm not, like, his name was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh.
And I thought someone was out there named Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No, his name was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he, like, told the guys, like, you're not going to make it.
Oh, my God.
So they thought it'd be funny if they named the band Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then they made it.
That's a really good band.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
So, yeah. And my friend told me that. And I was like, no way. And I looked it up. Like, I did, like, I don't even want to say research. I just looked it up. and it was true. And I was like, oh, like, it was really surprising and funny to hear.
Wait, what a comeback.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, ingrained in life. Like,
that's
for
amazing.
Life. That's, like, the best thing you can
Your
do.
Your coach's name, though, is, like, so crazy.
Like, oh, this one guy was rude to you, so you... And, I mean, luckily, they became a really good band. Like, imagine they didn't.
But I just know he was so mad.
That's what I... And like, they can't change that name. Like, that's ingrained for
but
history.
But, like, knowing that coach, he's probably like, yeah, they named it after me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they named it after
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like, I inspired these guys. Like, every day, I was like...
Literally.
You gotta keep pushing.
Like, that ego boost that he just didn't
yeah.
need.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, Mr. Skynyrd, like... You must have known these guys, like, really. I was like, oh, like, I love those guys.
He tries to sue them.
Even, yeah, for, like, defamation or whatever. I don't know. He probably could have. Who knows? But, yeah, so that's a little bit about Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that was I Need You. Next up, we have Aerials by System of a Down. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance, and I just want to say hi to Steph real quick. I actually don't know if she's listening, but Steph is the training director here at the radio station, and she loves My Chemical Romance probably more than anyone else I know, actually. I think if she could inject the band into her bloodstream, I think that she would that'd be something she'd do. Would you guys agree to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she was able to just like eat them and then like kidnap them in like a consensual way, she would.
She would. Definitely.
Also, on the topic of Steph and I have a new show, a little talk show coming up. We still have to get the date and time going, but it's going to be a talk show where we only speak Spanish. I speak Spanish. Steph speaks Spanish. My Spanish was taught, though. Nobody in my family speaks Spanish. So I figured it would be a nice thing to do just to, like, practice, have a good time, and also... any of our listeners who speak Spanish, if they wanted to call in or like play Spanish music, talk about anything like that, that would be an open space for everyone to do so. So I just wanted to plug that real quick. I think the girls are about to leave, right? Grace and Kate?
Sí.
Sí. perfecto, perfecto. Sí, sí.
Sí, sí.
So yeah, any final thoughts? Are you guys excited for the semester? How are we feeling? We are all seniors, so it's...
I know, it's like bittersweet, isn't it?
Every time I go into the Jug, which is a local bar here, every time I walk in, they have a counter that counts down the days till graduation.
Oh, my God.
And right now, it's sitting at like a calm 260. No, it's not 260. It's like 160.
No, it's like, I think it's 240.
I think it is
40.
2 something.
Yeah. Oh, it is 2 still. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, but I know as soon as that ticks down and it gets to like 100s, I'm going to freak out, and I'm going to have to jump out of a window.
I still get ill whenever I look at it.
I just got chills on my body,
and
actually.
I'm going to have to run around Oneonta and just scream, because what do you mean?
I think that's a valid reaction.
I don't know. It is bittersweet.
It's not real. Actually, I don't think so either.
Yesterday, I just went out with some Wone alumni, actually. They graduated 2 years ago, and we were just chit-chatting. We still kept in contact, great friends, but I remember when they were graduating, and we used to have... parties at their house all the time, and when they were graduating, like, it didn't feel real, but also I was ignorant to it in the sense of it didn't matter to me because I still had 2 years at the time. But now, because that was my first year in eBoard, so first year really getting to know them, and now being able to resonate with what they're feeling, it puts it all into perspective, to be honest. It was really weird. It's cool. It's exciting. It's exciting for sure.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I agree. Honestly, like, I'm kind of in the same boat with you, Josh, because I also joined eBoard pretty young, but then, you know, all these people are just graduating, and then all these people that you, like, really awesome people that you meet are just, like, having that bittersweet moment, and now we're in their shoes.
I know.
And it's just not okay.
Something that's crazy, last night, I spent my night actually looking for jobs. So I started applying too.
No,
you needed a warning before you said that word. Because
like
that's
a trigger warning.
That's a triggering word for a lot of people. So if you were listening and you heard the J-O-B word,
I'm so sorry about that.
So sorry.
No, but
wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it too. I was talking to Sarah last night, and I was talking about like my plans to try to work around here because like I don't want to leave yet. Like I love the town, but also. I mean, for starters, rent. And, like, I think my style of living up here would be much better comparatively to moving to a city, even though I love the city. And at some point, I have love-hate with the city. at some point, I couldn't see myself living close, though. Mm-hmm. Like, so many opportunities. But Oneonta, in some way, is this little gem where, like, it's a very small town. 50 miles in each direction, there's not much, and then there's Binghamton. But then you have this small town, you have two colleges, you have an insane network that I feel like people don't talk about. The amount of resources that the SUNY Oneonta campus has within the town, within the SUNY system.
No, it's huge.
It's like a hidden gem. Yeah. And I mean, mm-hmm. I wish as a freshman I just knew about all the resources, but mm-hmm. like, that's how it works. You mm-hmm. know, you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think it would be it's like a really good stepping point, and I think a lot of people should utilize that. Especially, it's nice to give back to the community that helped you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. It's literally home. Like, this is home.
Yeah, we spent the last 4 years here, like, and lived independently kind of for the first time here.
Yeah.
We figured it out, and, like,
yeah.
through thick and thin, the town is still around, you know?
And, like, everything's okay. Everything worked out.
And and honestly, it did. If anyone's listening and they're, like, younger, or even, like, no matter where you are, if, like, you're confused, like, it does, for whatever reason, stuff does mesh. Stuff mm-hmm, does mold. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, like, it might be a change, and it might be, like, a dramatic change or a traumatic change. But at some point, it will, like, it flesh out.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you're listening and you're a freshman, you literally are on your second week. Like, don't...
Take a breath.
Don't worry about anything right now.
It's gonna be okay.
I remember my second week in, I was doing so much stuff that, like, I not necessarily liked or disliked. I was just trying to do everything.
Mm.
And I thought that, like, by my second week, I had to be, like, on top of it. I had to know campus. I had to, like, mm-hmm. know everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't meet some of the people that I couldn't imagine my life without now until, like, 4 months in.
Yeah.
And that's not to say those 4 months before were a waste. They were not. It was just different, you know?
Yeah.
But once you meet those people, it doesn't matter what year it is. It doesn't matter when it happens. You'll just know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll exactly. know.
It's also like, you got it.
It's also like a lot of the people I met who, like what Josh said, I can't imagine never meeting them. I didn't meet until even end of sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And beginning of junior year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like, it takes a while, but it's so worth it.
I was just going to say, it literally took me like a year. Mm-hmm. Like, end of freshman year, sophomore year, like, is really when I got into it. But yeah, sometimes it just takes some time.
Just remember to... I mean, like, this is going to sound cringy and cliche, but everyone genuinely does, march to the beat of their own drum. Like, I knew saying that was going to get a laugh, but I don't know how else to word it besides, like, you're going at your own pace. Like, it's not a race. Mm. You know, and whatever happens for you, whatever works for you.
I mean, you know what they say, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, that's better than march to the beat of your own drum. But I agree 100%. It doesn't matter what the kid next to you in class is doing. You also, they might be going through something that you don't know. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So just take a breath.
Wait, guys, like, this is so deep and, like, so sad. I feel like I'm going to cry. It was such a needed conversation.
It is. And I mean, anyone listening, I don't know who is. You're always welcome at, this is a shameless plug. You're always welcome at the radio station. But I will say, like, through Wony, and I'm sure Grace can attest through Wire. Mm. Grace is the president of Wire TV, by the way.
Yes, go Wire, woohoo!
But
thanks, Josh.
Of course. I think through just like, I think joining a club, no matter what, even if you do, if you're a sport athlete, join the clubs. Like, do something, do 20 things. It doesn't matter if you don't end up doing them all. I'm still on an email from freshman year for Harry Potter Club. And they were great people. It just didn't fit my schedule.
Yeah.
But try everything. Yeah. And then you really can find what meshes and what doesn't, you know?
And then you find the people who like what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of forcing yourself to fit with people that don't seem interested with you.
No, I was just about to say, I think clubs are probably the biggest thing that you have access to at school.
And Club Expo's when?
Club Expo is actually this Friday.
This Friday,
6:30 to 8:00.
If you're a senior, I encourage everybody to at least walk around, check it out. You usually get given free stuff. It's a great way to talk to people. It's in the evening. And you can really find, there's something for everyone. Literally something. There's the amount of clubs that come to these like town hall meetings that all of us club leaders have to do. It's like astronomical. Like, you actually, there's always something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everyone just to give it a little try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And come visit our tables.
Yes. Come visit Wire TV. Woo-hoo. Come visit Wony.
Everyone from both clubs are very, very welcoming and very friendly, I will say.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah. Thanks, Kate.
Of course.
Well, on that note, I think any final remarks, any little pieces of wisdom left?
I feel like we said it all. I think
we kind of did.
Pretty beautiful.
I think we did. Next up, I have Parabola by Tool, and I'm going to say goodbye to these guys. So I hope you enjoy. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Choosing to be
So that was Passenger by Deftones. Before that was Parabola by Tool. Funnily enough, Passenger, that which you just heard, has the singer Maynard from Tool on it. So I thought that was a nice little connect. Next up, we have a little homage to my predecessor from 2 years ago, Irene. She was the general manager of the radio station before me, and she was a big fan of the band Ghost. So you have Mary on a Cross. That was Mary on a Cross by Ghost. Again, an homage to my past GM, Irene. Thank you, Irene, for teaching me everything. Next up, we have Psychosocial by Slipknot. I hope you enjoy.